Stop 11, A Field Habitat for Insects. The rope guide continues on the left. There is another bench nearby in case you want to sit and enjoy this setting. Did you know that insects outnumber birds 100-1? It sure seems true in the summertime when the grassland insect chorus is in full swing. As the summer progresses, bird songs are replaced by the sounds of insects, many of which increase singing in the late summer. Listen for their sounds, some musical, some droning, some mechanical, some percussive, often rhythmic. Their methods for producing these sounds are as varied as the sounds themselves. Crickets rub their wings together. Some grasshoppers rub a hind leg against another body part, while others snap their hind wings as they fly. Male cicadas make their loud sounds by contracting muscles on either side of their abdomen, while females make their sounds with wing flicks. Some insects sing more during the day and some at night, temperature influencing their rate of sound. On midsummer days, you'll hear the rising drone of cicadas in the trees as the temperature gets hotter. The katydid sings later in the summer, often at night, and the frequency of its call decreases with falling evening temperatures. Did you know you can estimate the air temperature based on the speed of cricket sounds? Here's how it works. Count the number of chirps you hear coming from one single cricket in 15 seconds, add that number to 37, and the total should be close to the current air temperature measured in Fahrenheit. Listen for the buzz of bees gathering nectar from grassland wildflowers. Although most bees can sting, they seldom do unless defending their hives, which are not located in the field. They're not normally aggressive and will move away from you if you move slowly and don't swat at them. Bumblebees make a deep rumble sound, so they are easy to locate and identify. Honeybee buzzing is harder to discriminate from the many other different types of small bees in the fields. As you walk along the grasses and other field plants, you might find ants and beetles searching for food, or the sticky web of a tiny spider. A small green baby grasshopper might hop on your pants leg or land on your shirt. If you're here in summer, you may notice a moist, foamy substance on the plant stems. This is the home of a spittle bug. The spit helps to protect the insect as it sucks juice from the stem and leaves. In fall, if you find a ball-shaped thickening in a plant stem, you've probably found a goldenrod plant. The thickening is a goldenrod ball gall, a growth that forms in the plant in response to the feeding of a larva of the parasitic goldenrod gall fly. It will exit as an adult the following spring. You may be able to feel a rather tall, 3 to 4 feet, flowering plant with a sturdy stem and large oval leaves. This is a milkweed, and it has several interesting features. Can you feel any holes in the leaves? These might be made by a black, yellow, and white-striped monarch caterpillar, which feeds exclusively on milkweed leaves. When cut, the leaf veins exude a white, sticky latex toxin, which has no effect on the caterpillar or the butterfly it becomes, but is distasteful to birds, which therefore avoid eating monarchs. The milkweed flower resembles a large airy ball, which actually is made up of dozens of tiny florets. Each of these is loaded with sweet nectar that attracts bees, butterflies, and several beetle species. In the late summer and autumn, the milkweed plant produces large, rough, oval pods. These are filled with flat brown seeds attached to a parachute of silky filaments. If the pod cracks open, you may find these seeds, which, carried by the wind, are dispersed by their parachutes to other areas.